What's up, guys? My name's Adam Guskey, and you're listening to the Mad Awareness Podcast. Today, we're joined by Tristan Moran. He wrestled for the Badgers, graduated this year, had a very good career for the Badgers. He had a lot of wins over top 10 opponents, and then unfortunately, this year ended the way it did. But really fun to talk to him. He's now a coach at Askren Wrestling Academy, Ben Askren's wrestling school. They opened up a new one here in Madison, and he's helping run that facility. Also, I'm super excited because this episode of the podcast is sponsored by SolveWrestling.com. This company, it just kind of launched a week or two ago, and I honestly think it's going to change the game of wrestling. So let me tell you a little bit about them. So when you're teaching someone in wrestling, you usually show them a setup, like let's say an underhook, for example. Then once you teach them how to get into the setup, you teach them how to hit a double leg or a single leg or a knee pick. So a cool way to branch out this lesson plan, if you were a coach running a practice, is to write a flow chart saying first get into an underhook, then hit a double, single, or knee pick. So there's this website called SolveWrestling.com. And what they allow people to do is to make these flowcharts of how moves work and upload videos of them getting into the positions at each step. So first, how to get into an underhook, and then three more videos depending on what route you go into. If you want to hit a double, there's a video of them hitting a double. If you wanted a single, you can upload a video of you hitting a single. Knee pick, same thing. So I think this is a really cool way to document the moves that a coach hits for their athletes to go over after they've done this at practice, or just to show them different options from there. If you guys want to find out more about this tool, which I really enjoy and I wish that I had when I was competing last year, go check it out. It's at solvewrestling.com. Solve is S-O-L-V-E wrestling.com. It's totally free to sign up. There's some free videos on there right now. It's only going to grow, and if you want to pay like $5 a month, you can subscribe to people like Dennis Hall and look at their flow charts and run through the moves that they use the most throughout their careers. Check it out. With no further ado, let's get it rolling. All right, Tristan Moran, how are we doing today, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Just got done playing some Xbox.
Good. So, what are you playing these days?
I'm playing Rogue Company right now. It's a new game. It's super fun.
Okay. What's, like, the premise of it?
Do you know what Valorant is?
Yeah.
It's like that, but third person.
Nice. Good stuff. You're a pretty big gamer, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Best gamer in wrestling, hands down.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. What, do you play console stuff, or do you play on PC, or what?
I used to have a PC. I mean, I play console, Switch, PC, all of it.
Nice. Yeah. I have a Switch here, but this that box right there, that's new PC, and I'm about to open right after this. So
want to smoke in Smash Bros? I got you, man.
All right. Well, I like to talk shit, but I'm actually not that good at Smash because some people just take it to a whole nother level, and you might be one of those people.
I'm really good at Smash Bros, and I brought my Switch because Yanni went to do a camp at Max's location in Nekwan. And I brought my Switch. I was like, you play any games? He goes, I only play Super Smash Bros. I was like, all right.
Is he, like, really good?
Yeah, really good. It's the only game
he plays. Of course.
Beat me, but it was a good scrap.
Good scrap. Nice. Good stuff. Just what have you been up to lately with all the stuff going on?
I mean, I've been running my academy in Madison, you know, doing what I can with COVID and all. And then just been still staying in shape, trying to have been wrestling. Jackson, you know, has been here since Fresno's been online, and I coach his younger brother now, he's a junior, so in the room it's pretty much been me, Jackson, every day scrapping. So been getting some good workouts in, trying to get a card, getting on a card here pretty soon. So
nice. I saw Jackson was like planning on transferring before the Fresno State stuff happened. Do you have any insight on like if he's gonna stay in Wisconsin or anything?
He will not be staying in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
Wisconsin is not. No.
Dang. All right. Were the Wisconsin coaches like trying to get him to stay pretty hard though?
No.
No. Okay.
It's all mutual. It's all
Okay.
mutual.
Fair enough. But so, anyways, to get more into your career, I see you were a four-time state finalist and a two-time state champ in two different states. Is that true?
Yes, that was true. And my
How
junior year,
many?
I forfeit.
You won by forfeit?
In finals, yep.
How does that work?
Zach Moore, if you remember the Moore twins, Zach and Keegan Moore, they're really, they were
Keegan,
stud players.
yeah.
Yeah, so it was Zach and then this kid named Shay Conley, I want to say. They were in the semis. And Shay illegally slammed Zach. Zach got a concussion, so he got disqualified. He got a concussion,
Dang.
and I got my hand raised in the finals.
So what is that? So you just did you walked out there, got the
Yeah, and they
hand
raised my
raised?
hand. I mean, I wanted to celebrate, but I wasn't hyped at all, so I was just like, yeah, all right. See
Dang,
ya.
you didn't celebrate at all.
No, I didn't. It's not like I just grinded out a big
Yeah.
match and I was like, yeah, I just walked out there and got my hand raised. I was just kind of
Yeah.
awkward.
That's
Not the way I
crazy.
wanted it, but I'll take it.
That's crazy. What a story. But dude, you gotta be like one of the only state champs in two different states, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm definitely for
That's
sure.
a sick claim to fame. But so you started your career out at Okie State. Well, give us the rundown on what it was like being a part of the team there.
I mean, it was awesome. I absolutely loved the team at Oklahoma State. I mean, it was a very hard environment being in there. You know, it was super tough. The room, I mean, there's four strings backups that are there that'll beat the crap out of you. You know, that the depth there is just insane. So, I mean, I loved every minute of it. Learned a lot of great technique from a lot of coaches. And yeah, I don't regret it at all.
What was it like having the famous John Smith as your coach?
Intense. He's a very intense human being for sure. I mean, his technique's world class, 100%. Like, you can't really compare his technique with anyone else's. But yeah, he's very old school, very intense style to wrestle under him.
So a lot of like just grinding it out and being really tough, like is that a big aspect?
In certain aspects, you have to be super tough. But then also, he's not to the point where it's like just charge him and be tough. Like, always have good technique. He definitely starts with technique over being tough, I would say.
What was one thing from Oklahoma State that like really sticks out in your mind when you compare it to like your experience here at Wisconsin?
I think the room at Oklahoma State was less positive, but I was tougher there. And then Wisconsin was more positive, but it was a little less, like, not as many fistfights in the
Okay.
room.
I gotcha. Good stuff. Who was getting in the most fistfights there?
At Oklahoma State? Oh, definitely JoJo. That's my man. JoJo's my guy. I love Joe.
Nice. Good stuff. So then how did you end up at Wisconsin?
I mean, my brother wrestled at South Dakota State, so he knew who Bono was. And I wanted to wrestle in the Big Ten. I was looking at a couple other schools. It came down to Campbell, Virginia Tech, and Wisconsin. And I thought the
Okay.
resources there were a lot better. I mean, they got the nutrition room there and everything. And I mean, I don't think any school in the country has a better nutritionist and like nutrition room than Wisconsin. And I was cutting a lot of weight, so I don't think I could have made 41 without being here.
What are like the services that they provide you with in terms of nutrition, that kind of stuff?
I mean, he travels with us to most of our duels, like plans out everything up to like how long you're wrestling in a duel. Like if you're the third matchup, fourth matchup, like how much you eat. We have a smoothie bar going from 9 to 5. Just we're sponsored by Jacklin's beef jerky, cottage cheese, yogurt, like pretty much anything you can imagine there. Come and get it whenever you want, free.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was incredible. Got massages before every competition too. Free chiropractor twice a week. Like it was ridiculous.
Dang,
Yeah,
that's crazy.
they take care of you.
Dude, I wrestled at a D3 school. We had to give each other massages. That's a bunch of crap. Unreal. So, how much weight? Okay, so you wrestled, like, it looked like you cut a lot of weight. How much do you weigh right now?
Probably 65.
Okay.
I got a lot bigger, and but you know, I'm tr started training again, eating a lot healthier. You know, I'm not just being a
Yeah.
slob anymore. You know, slob, but I'm 75, 80. You know,
Okay. Yeah.
if I'm not doing nothing, yeah.
What are like your what are you living off of when you're at 75 or 80?
Anything. I mean, I love to cook and I love trying new food. So, I mean, I can cook. I'll have Thai, Indian, all that stuff.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Probably my fish tacos, the one that was on the Big Ten.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Saw that one. Yeah, I'm making those tonight actually for a couple people. So
Oh, nice. Feel free to
yeah.
send. I'm kind of surprised you didn't ask me if I want any. That was kind of rude, but
How far are you from here, man? Everyone down to Madison?
I'm about 20, probably 20 minutes or so.
All right.
So,
Be here at 7, man. I'll drop the
all right. I'm just messing with you, but I do appreciate the offer. Good
daddy.
guy, Tristan. So, man, that's awesome. I appreciate that. But how has the coaching life been, I guess?
Loving
Like,
it,
what
man.
are
Yeah, I honestly feel like I've gotten so better at wrestling from coaching. Like being like breaking down the moves. Like I'm a very feel wrestler, I feel like, in positions. Like I don't really know what I'm doing most of the time. Like I just naturally do it. And now when I have kids asking me like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, what am I doing? Like put me in there and like then I actually like understand positions a lot more. And I feel like it's gotten me a lot better.
So it's
And I'm
more
enjoying it a
like,
lot more now. You know, I felt like at Wisconsin, just due to the weight, most of my practices were about getting weight off and not getting better, you know. So now I'm like really enjoy it a lot more now and just focus on getting better.
definitely. So it was more like instinct-based wrestling before. Now you gotta, you're forced to like really dive into how you're doing everything and understand that stuff. What is, I guess, like, what are the biggest changes in the lifestyle of a coach at an academy versus a college wrestler?
I mean, it's completely different, you know. You're not Your whole life was pretty much structured during season, you know, it's everything down to a T, and now it's a lot more laid back. I mean, you got to be a lot more on top of your stuff. Yeah, I feel like there is a lot of like downtime for me right now that I don't like in my mind. No one's telling me to do something, but like I still in the back of my mind, I'm like, you got to do something. Like, what are you doing? Get working.
You mean like working out or?
Yeah, working out, you know, going to the store, just simple stuff, you know, just being an adult, adulting.
Okay, fair enough. Good stuff. Yeah, see, I'm like, I graduated last year and wrestled, and now I have all this free time. And like, I miss wrestling for sure because like I miss being in really good shape. But it's also nice to not feel beat up all the time. So, yeah. What are your favorite places to eat in Madison?
Ooh, Ha Long Bay is my first one. It's a Thai and Vietnamese restaurant. It's absolutely incredible. Second, it's probably Sequoia Sushi. It's the best sushi in town by far. Let me get my phone here. I'll show you. I'm a VIP member.
Damn. What is that, like a credit card or a gift card or what?
It just says VIP. Anytime I eat there, I get 20% off every time.
Oh, how'd you get hooked up with that?
So I used to live right by Sequoia when it first opened, and I have a super addictive personality, and I really liked it. And I ate there probably twice a day for 2 weeks, and
Wow.
got to know the owner pretty well. And he loved us. I mean, after our senior night, it was like 11 o'clock at night. He came in there, opened it up for us, just us, and we went and ate a bunch. I mean, he's the man. Yeah, love that guy.
Damn.
His name's Zach. He's awesome.
Zach, that's awesome. Yeah, Trent, I had Trent on last week and he was like, yo, did you have Tristan on? Because he'll tell you about this Sequoia sushi place. And I was like, okay.
Hey.
And when Evan was on, he was like, he said he gets sushi like before every weigh-in. Like, did you go with him during that or no?
I couldn't eat before weigh-ins. Absolutely not.
Oh.
Evan can. I can. Evan was getting Sequoia. Evan was either getting Sequoia or Sushi Express. Sushi
Nice.
Express, I get that a lot too. It's like if you don't want to spend a lot of money on sushi, it's decent.
Okay, and another thing I just ask everybody like in this area is, because I think it's funny, have you been to QQ's?
No, everyone. It was honestly on my list. I have a list of all the stuff after season I wanted to
It's
eat at.
not good. Don't try.
I haven't got the chance.
Dude, it's gross. Somebody told me to get the peanut butter chicken. It's like a jar of peanut butter with like two little pieces of chicken in it.
I feel
Terrible
like
ratio.
maybe like a Panda Express. Like if I think like I want Chinese food, I don't think I want Panda Express or like Taco Bell. Like if I want Taco Bell, I want Taco Bell. If I say I want Mexican food, I don't want Taco Bell. So it's probably one of those things that's like it's not Chinese food, but if you want it,
Yeah.
you'd crave
What's
it.
your go-to at Taco Bell?
Ooh. Cheesy gordita crunches for sure.
Yum.
It's
That
good.
sounds really good right now. I only have a couple more questions really, but one was we kind of touched on this, favorite video games.
Oof. It recently changed. I would say probably my favorite game of all time now is probably God of War 4. So good.
Okay. I
Yeah.
haven't played it, but I've heard of it.
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't call it a great game because it's kind of broken, but I mean, I probably put like 1800 hours into DayZ. I love that game a lot.
That's solid. I love
that game a lot. I was a WoW addict for a couple of years. Got over that phase. You know, can't play it anymore. Just get too hooked on it.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, of course. Played Call of Duty growing up a bunch. Just, I mean, I play everything. I mean, I love all the Elder Scrolls games, the Witcher games, like Super Pump or Cyberpunk. I think that might be my new favorite of all time, if Cyberpunk lives up to the hype.
Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk.
Everpunk?
Cyberpunk 2020?
Cyberpunk.
2077? Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my gosh, dude. John Wick's in it. You gotta look it up.
I'll look it up after this. So, like, how were you such a good wrestler when you're playing all these video games? What's the secret?
Put work into wrestling and don't put work into video games, I guess. I mean, growing up, my brother was probably 10 times better at me at everything but video games. So that was fun. I've always just been naturally just super good at video games when I was, since like a kid. Like, my online record at Mortal Kombat when I was 12 was like 450 and like 2 or something like that. Since wow. I was little, I just have killed everyone at video games for some reason. This has been my thing.
That's crazy.
I'm actually super unathletic.
I don't know if you can say that.
Coach Smith said I'm the best unathletic wrestler he's ever coached.
So, do you get along?
A compliment.
Is that like how you got hooked up with Ben pretty well? Like, you guys get along?
I mean, I always was just loved Ben's style because it wasn't like very athletic.
Power and, yeah.
Yeah, that was just never me. I mean, throwing a football, you should see me play spike ball. I mean, I want to play so bad, but I just can't do it.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'll give you that. You're definitely, I would not want to, I mean, you're just a great scrambler. I don't know how to say it, but like, I'll miss watching that in the college season for sure.
Thank you, man. Yeah, well, you'll get to see it again pretty soon.
Good stuff. Do you play any sports games, by the way?
2K and Shell.
Okay, so you don't play Madden?
No, not a Madden guy.
Okay, Trent said he was really good, so.
I'd play NCAA if they came back with that, but.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, and then another question I was going to ask was, who would you most like to beat up on a professional wrestling card?
Wrestle?
Yeah.
Oof, I mean, definitely just, I just want to wrestle scramblers, you know? I mean, I want to enjoy my matches, you know? I like people that wrestle free. I mean, pretty much any of the top scramblers, you know, Yanni, Meredith. I mean, I love wrestling McKee. McKee's one of my favorite people to wrestle. Chad Red, I'd love to get that one back. You know, he's 2-1 against me. It's a lot of those. I mean, just any really good Ironman. Last time I wrestled Ironman, it was a really good match. I had him in a leg trick like the whole first period. I think I was up like 7-3 going into the third, and he kicked out and popped my rib out and I had an injury default. So that was my redshirt freshman year.
Wow.
I wrestled him for 5th and 6th there.
Dang. I didn't know about that. That's crazy.
That was a crazy match. That was a while ago.
Those are all the questions I got for you. But real quick, are there any like crazy stories you have just throughout your entire time of college wrestling that you think would be fun to share? Sorry to put you on the spot.
You gotta give me some prep time for this.
any weight cutting stories?
It's miserable, and all that was miserable. Probably the coolest, my top two like coolest things I've ever seen in wrestling was when Cade Brock pinned Cody Brewer in his debut. That was just amazing to be there. And then probably one of my best friends is Jacoby Smith. He's the man. I mean, I took him to Dubai with me. Like, he's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but. When he wrestled, I forget what match it was at Big 12s. I think it was Lujan. I remember it was a UNI guy, one of the UNI guys when he was still competing, and he had him a double leg up in the air, and like Jacoby put one foot down and straight, like just front flipped out of it. And it was just the craziest, most athletic thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's sweet. Awesome. Well, that's all I got for you. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Of course.
And, I hope I can try some of those fish tacos sometime.
Come on down, man. Whenever you want. Into the room. See you, man.
That's it for this week's show, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And have a great rest of your week. See ya.